AVS, or Seth Recovery Fund, reaches backing threshold, pending votes. AV founder Stanley Kulechov posted on April 26 that the protocol's recovery fund has now been reached for the purpose of fully backing Seth, subject to pending votes, indicative agreements, and successful execution. The statement, made on his personal account, is the clearest sign yet that holders of restaked Ether positions parked in Aave through KelpDAO will get made whole, though the path is not yet final. The announcement follows weeks of pressure on Aave after the KelpDAO exploit pulled liquid restaking collateral out of one of DeFi's largest lending venues. ETH traded at $2,317 with a 0.2% gain over 24 hours as of April 26th, and the broader fear and greed index sat at 44, neutral territory that gave Kulechov room to land the update without tripping panic flows. What the recovery fund covers: the fund is structured to absorb the bad debt left behind when KelpDAO's RSSeth peg broke and forced positions on Aave into shortfall. Kulechov framed the threshold as reached for the specific purpose of fully backing RSSeth, which means the dollar amount on hand matches the gap between RSSeth collateral on Aave and the underlying ether it claims to represent. He did not disclose the exact figure in the post. Three conditions still apply. The Aave DAO has pending votes that need to clear before any payout schedule begins. The agreements with counterparties supplying the backing are described as indicative, meaning terms are agreed in principle but not signed. And the execution itself, which involves moving capital and unwinding affected positions, has to land without further breakage. Why the staged rollout matters. A backstop announcement is not the same as a deposit hitting a wallet. Kulechov's wording is careful for a reason. If governance votes against the proposed structure, or if one of the parties supplying capital pulls out, the fund target shifts. DeFi recovery cases have a history of getting stuck on the last mile. Agreements that work in slide decks lose pieces during execution, and DAOs sometimes ask for terms that lenders will not accept. The Mantle offer earlier this month to extend a 30,000 ETH loan to Aave to cover KelpDAO bad debt was part of how the fund got to this point. Other liquidity providers are believed to be involved, but Kulechov has not named them in public. Pressure on Aave's deposit base. Aave saw deposits drop by roughly $15 billion in the weeks after the exploit, as users moved collateral elsewhere while the recovery picture was unclear. The recovery fund hitting its target should slow the bleed, but it does not automatically reverse it. Lenders who left for safer venues will weigh whether the new fund design is a one-time fix or a sign that Aave is willing to absorb the cost of integration risk in future incidents. The KelpDAO hacker, separately, swapped 7,500 ETH into Bitcoin, worth about $175 million in the same period, which means the recovered position will need to come from new capital rather than clawback. That puts the burden on Aave's treasury, partner protocols, and any third parties stepping in. What Seth holders should watch: the next governance proposal on Aave's forum will spell out the payout mechanics, which addresses qualify, what the haircut is, if any, and the timeline between vote passage and disbursement. Kulechov's pending votes line confirms that proposal has not yet been published in final form. Holders should also watch for whether the indicative agreements get converted into binding term sheets within days or stretch into weeks. A long gap between announcement and execution is the most common failure mode for recovery promises in DeFi.